In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I can't tell you how many times I've been asked the question, with all that's going on in the world today, all the hate, the suffering, the violence, how can you believe in God? I confess, sometimes when I let myself get caught up in life's tragedies, and not necessarily even my own, although certainly it seems like this past year was full of loss and grief, but the real sufferings of the world, like children who pick through trash dumps for food, the existence of and horrific conditions of slave labor in China producing goods that we consume in the US, greed that destroys our planet, Indigenous people living in poverty without electricity, running water, medical care, or adequate food or housing right here in our own country. People still fighting for equal justice. Oh, the list is too long to even try to name. Yes, these things can even make me have moments of doubt. So answering that question isn't always easy. But then I remember that God never promised that life would be easy without struggle and suffering. What God promises is to be with us always through it all. It's readings from passages like today's gospel from Mark about the transfiguration that I find help in remembering that promise and then able to renew my faith and my hope. In our story today, after describing Jesus's trek up the mountain with Peter, James, and John, after trying to capture the amazing appearance of Moses and Elijah, after working through Peter's good intentions and yet obvious lack of understanding of what he was seeing, after reporting the interruption and instruction of that divine voice, after all this, Mark reports simply, as they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. What I think is so significant about this one little verse is that it reports that after all that just happened on that mountain, Jesus came back down to where the rest of the disciples were, down to where we are, down to where the challenges of life are, down to the problems and sufferings and discomforts and discouragements that are part of our lives, down to the crucifixion. Because remember, it says, Jesus orders them not to tell anyone until after the Son of Man has risen from the dead. Resurrection, of course, is the good news, but it does not just imply, but pretty much requires that first something or someone dies. Jesus came down. He didn't just go up the mountain where there was revelation and inspiration, old friends, and the voice of his Father, but he came back down. This, I think, is one of the most important messages of understanding what is at the heart of the Christian faith, of my belief in God, that God in Christ came down to be with us and for us, to take on our life and all that it means so that we might not simply endure, but flourish. Not simply have life, but as Jesus tells us, have it abundantly. That we might understand that the God who created it and still sustains the vast universe not only knows that we exist, but cares. I believe that the question of how God lets this happen is the same questions that God asks us. How can you let this happen? and is why God not only never leaves us alone, but if we are open and willing, God will use us to change the world. When I look back over my life, there have been countless times that I have felt lost, scared. When I have lost loved ones and the grief was so deep that it hurt to breathe. And the only thing that got me through those times was God's presence, Jesus with me, and the people that God put in my life at just the right time. The other day, my sister sent me a link to a story about a son of a friend of hers. You may have seen it on the news. It's a young boy who lives in Newington. His name is Dylan, and he's 11 years old. He saw on the news people waiting in line to get food right here in Connecticut. And he decided to take to heart what his family had told him all his life. Don't say you can't because you won't. Say you can because you will. And he asked his father if he could raise money for the Newington Food Bank using the sport that he loves, baseball. He asked if for every 1,000 hits he got in his batting cage, if he could get some money. And then he decided to make it a fundraiser. And he made up some flyers and he put them all around his neighborhood. And he called and sent texts to everyone in both of his parents' cell phones. He raised nearly $5,000 and he sent canned goods, gift cards, and money to the Newington Food Bank, helping to put an end to someone else's hunger. God cares about our ups and downs, cares about our hopes and disappointments, cares about our pain and grief, cares about our suffering and loss, cares about our dreams and despairs, cares about all the things we care about, promising to be with us, to walk alongside us, to lift us up, to never, ever let us go. And in time, to redeem us and all of creation, that one day there will be a new earth made of God's dream for us. And at that time, there will be no more pain, suffering, death, loss, hunger, injustice, poverty, hatred, and an end to all those forces that now threaten and disturb the growth of God's kingdom. This belief, this understanding of God, of Jesus, gives me something to say to that question of how, in light of all the suffering in the world, I can believe in God. Because Jesus came down that mountain to face suffering and death. Jesus knows what our pain is and shows us that in all our suffering, we are never alone. That God and Jesus sees us all as worthy of love and dignity and respect. And part of that faith is a belief that God intends to use us and our gifts to care for each other and the world, to help bring about God's dream for all of creation. God is with us and wants to use us to tell others that God loves them and loves their neighbors as well, and wants us to show them what that means. God will not give up on them or on any of us ever, because Jesus came down for us in love. Amen.